We just saw Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahul. What did you think of it, Wendy?
All right. So I went into this not really expecting much. I didn't know much about the film, and I was really anticipating it to be awful.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be hysterical. I was thinking goofy owl monsters. And there are parts of it, though, that I really appreciated. I especially really loved the whole notion... Am I allowed to spoil things?
No.
I'm not?
Try not to spoil things.
Okay, all right.
No one has seen this movie yet. why would you spoil things?
Okay. Well... But now I'm going to have trouble saying
it. It's like, okay, let me talk a little bit then.
Okay.
And you think of how you're going to say
all
things,
right.
Okay? It's like Lord of the Rings crossed with Star Wars.
And Avatar.
Except played by owls.
Yeah. Owl warriors.
Owl warriors, right.
I like to have a lot of profound, noble messages.
I want to say, first of all, that this is probably one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen in my whole life. The animation is just really well done, and it's just gorgeous. It's just a gorgeous film. And so almost worth watching for that alone. Almost. I also liked a lot of the characters. I liked, like, the kind of old, like, warrior character you meet, like, about two-thirds or halfway through the film. He's really cool.
And there are some...
He's, like, my favorite character. He's so awesome. Yeah.
There are also definitely adorable owl babies.
they're so cute. Yeah. So a lot of the characters are memorable. I think the main character is a pretty convincing protagonist.
There's good character development.
Yeah, good character development. The action scenes are kind of weird. Did you see 300?
I did.
Well, it's directed by Zack Snyder, who also directed 300, and it uses the same style of what's called speed ramping. Where, like, it's, like, fast, 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 and then, oh, ultra slow! And then fast, 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 and then ultra slow again. And after, like, the 18th time, it kind of gets a little bit tiresome to me, but for the most part, I enjoyed it. Where I didn't like it was I felt like the movie wanted to be this huge epic, and there's just not enough time to make it the story that it wanted to be. Every time, like, for example... In Lord of the Rings, he's journeying to this place to deliver the ring, right, to Mount Doom. And that takes place over, like, 8 hours, right? You have, like, stuff in this movie that, like, when they're flying to the Sea of Hulamir or whatever, that should take, like, a good chunk, you know, it should take, like, a good, like, half hour. Instead, it happens in, like, 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff like that where, like, you want this stuff. Let's just stop right here. You want this stuff to, like, take a long time. You want it to be, like, feel epic, but the movie's, like, 90 minutes long. It just can't be epic.
Especially because it definitely gears you up for a sequel, and you wonder why they didn't pace themselves better, as though they were anticipating that they'd fail. And they really
they had a lot
of
story they wanted to tell
in this
movie.
They could have had less story and less messages, and it would have been.
Yes,
even stronger.
There were a lot of messages.
There also, may I add, one disappointing moment was in the middle of the film, there's a really poor choice in music.
Oh, there's a lot of poor choices in music.
Completely disrupts the entire mood of the film.
I didn't like
that.
You go
from this Enya Native American music to then this goofy pop song.
Yeah.
I was really upset by that.
Taken out of the movie, yeah. But a lot of the music was really distractingly bad, I thought. Like,
yeah.
Some of it was when they have the female vocalist going like the, you know, it's like, this is really taking me out of it. So overall, what do you think, Wendy?
It's enjoyable. I think parents with young kids should be aware of
kids.
How intense
yeah.
and how gruesome parts of it are.
There were kids freaking bawling their eyes out.
Yeah.
It is a really frightening movie.
Yeah, definitely at least 10 and older for this movie.
Because here's the thing that's, like, awesome and also terrifying is, like, the owls, when they equip themselves for battle, they have, like, these literally razor-sharp talon extensions. It's like knives that they're attaching to their talons.
Also, may I ask why there were Cylon masks? Did anyone else notice this? That there are definitely Cylon owls that make an appearance in this film.
You know what's funny is, how did they, how did they get those masks on? I guess they had to put them on each other, because you can't, you know what I mean? But they didn't show us that scene, because that's kind of awkward when you're, like, putting the mask onto each other.
Everyone has branches, they use like a hat rack, little helmet racks, and they use like, scooch into them.
They use, like, a buddy system, maybe, to put them on. But, yeah, it's interesting armor, but it's like, man, they're using, like, you know when, if you've ever seen a cockfight before, not that I have. They attach like blades to like the chickens and the roosters their legs. They attach like blades to them. That's basically it's like that except times 10 because they're it's actually like armor. It's like legit armor that they're putting on. It's really frightening. If I was a kid, I'd be pretty scared.
Yeah. No, I was and I'm an adult.
You could tell.
There were moments when I was gripping my armrest.
You could tell there were moments where like. They were coming right to the edge, because it's a kid's movie. You can't show a freaking owl getting, like, impaled through the chest, you know? So they come, like, right up to the point where they're showing an owl, like, getting really badly hurt, and they, like they pull, they find a way to mask it, but it is really intense.
Yeah.
So overall, do you like or dislike, or...
It was enjoyable. I don't think people would regret seeing it. I think... It is just so frustrating when something that could have been extraordinary is so close, and if just they had had a better editing, I mean, I think most of all, their biggest weakness is that they put far too much into one film, and that story
there's like
was
a tons
so
of characters. It's 90 minutes. There's tons of characters. There's this whole epic. You want all these characters to have all these arcs. Right? There's several characters that need to have all their arcs fulfilled in this movie. And yeah, they pack a lot in.
Yeah, you know? And it was such a startlingly beautiful film that there could have been moments when they could have just showed off the art of the film.
Yeah.
And not had every flashing moment go from story to story.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, you're a little out of breath, but in a way that doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was good. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
I also enjoyed the film a lot. I have a lot of affection for this movie because it tries to be a cartoon Lord of the Rings / Star Wars with owls. And it tries to create this whole universe, you know? And I don't know how well it succeeds, but, you know...
Owl Warriors are pretty awesome.
Owl Warriors are pretty awesome.
And there are definitely some phrases that are going to stick now, like using your gizzard.
Oh my God. So silly. The owls look kind of silly too, and there's using your gizzards. There's a lot to overcome to like this movie, but I feel like if you buy into it, it will entrance you with its action scenes and beauty and great editing, but not with its really lightning quick pacing. So, Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Cthulhu. I would take my 10-year-old or older kid to go see it. I was actually a little bit disappointed by the 3D, to be honest with you.
I think part of that might have had to do with our glasses, because when I saw Avatar with, I had much better 3D glasses that wrapped around better, especially for someone like me who has to wear 3D glasses over her glasses.
I don't know, I think it's also...
I think they were cheap glasses.
They were cheap glasses, but I also think the way they use 3D...
There were a few glitches.
It's not just glitches, it's just that... Overall, the effect was really subtle. There were very few moments when I was like, wow, like I really feel like they're using the space really well. There were a few of those, but if, you know, I really loved a movie called How to Train Your Dragon this year. That had amazing use of 3D. And I was hoping, because there's a lot of flying in this movie, that there would be similarly great use of flying 3D, and there wasn't. So it was okay. It wasn't terrible 3D. It wasn't like The Last Airbender or anything, but it was not great 3D. So, but overall, yeah, I enjoyed the movie, and maybe the sequel will be better.
I think ultimately, if you just go in there and brace yourself for Owl Warriors, and that is all that you expect.
If you just want Owl Warriors,
yeah,
this movie will fill your need for Owl Warriors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.